What is up, Teach Better family? My name is Jeff. I've got my friend Shelby here with us today, and this is your Teach Better Today morning show. We are super excited to be here. We are live every day, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern time on all your favorite platforms. I'm excited to learn and to share with you what Shelby and her team are doing and probably just have some fun, maybe laugh a little bit, and hopefully leave you with some sort of piece of value today. But we're going to take a second, play a quick commercial, and then we will be right back. And we are back. Good morning, Teach Better family. Excited to be here. If you're with us watching right now, drop in the comments. Let us know. What are you doing? Are you on your way to work? Are you getting ready for work? And of course, you know, we always love to know, what are you sipping on? I actually don't have a coffee right now, which is really weird for me being on here, but it is what it is. Shelby, are you a coffee person or a tea person? Or
I am a tea person all the way.
A tea. Okay.
Tea. Yeah.
Oh, you're obsessed with, okay, well, all right, really now we got our first tea, topic yeah. to talk about. So you're obsessed with tea. Like,
I would say.
What's your favorite tea? Like, what does that mean?
That's a great question. I mean,
do you have like the box of tea that's like the hard wood box and you're like, okay, what mood am I in today? And my tea is going to control my day. Is that like what you're talking about?
Similar to that. I have a large tea selection. Anytime I travel somewhere, that's usually what I get to bring home as kind of like,
okay. Yeah, like a local tea or something.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
But in terms of favorite, it's very difficult. I like a lot of different teas, but anything mint flavored, I really love. I'm into fruity teas. I've never really had a tea I didn't like. So
do you have like a go-to tea for like certain things? Like I need to wake up, I need to go to sleep, I'm feeling a little moody, I'm depressed. Like you do. Okay.
I do.
So what's the tea if I need to wake up? Because I'm a coffee person, but I like tea, but I'm a coffee person. But like, what do I drink in the morning to wake up? What's the tea?
You're definitely going to want a black tea, especially if you're used to caffeine, because that's going to have the highest amount of caffeine out of any kind of tea. So just look for a black tea, which is going to be like most teas you'll get served at like restaurants or anything like that.
Sure.
If you're looking for like something a little more calm, but still giving you some caffeine, green tea is always a good choice. Afternoons, I like a white tea because that's like the lowest level of caffeine.
White tea? Like a black tea is like a English breakfast tea, like that's a black
tea. Yeah, like
tea,
English right? breakfast, Earl
that's
Grey.
A white tea,
like,
though. I know green tea.
Yes, most people don't know white teas, and they're actually so delicious. They are, I think, if I'm not wrong, they're the lowest like caffeine level of any caffeinated teas. But just really, really good flavor to me. So you should try and get a white tea.
What's an example of like a white tea?
Let's see. I mean, they can come in any different flavor, just like a black tea or a green tea. They can come in any different flavor, but they tend to be like, I think, more fruity, flowery kind of flavors.
So when you get like a passion fruit tea, well, I guess a lot of times there's like a passion fruit green tea. I guess it'd be a passion fruit white tea they would list it as somewhere, right?
So. Or something like that. White tea, you don't see as much. Like I tend to get those more in like, if you're going to like a fancier tea shop or like a restaurant that has a lot of tea options. But yeah, keep an eye out and try it because people should know about this.
This is not what you thought we were going to talk about today, is it?
It's really not. I'm passionate about it.
Well, I know. As soon as I asked, you're like, "Well, if you want to look for a black tea," I'm like, "Oh, she knows what she's talking about." So, okay, we're talking tea today. Okay. Yeah, I actually used to never be I didn't like coffee. Now I drink coffee. I only do two cups a day or less. But like, I like coffee and. It was funny. I used to always make fun of, or not make fun of, but wonder why like my grandma would always want to have decaf coffee like after dinner. I'm like, why would you drink decaf coffee? The point is caffeine. Now we have decaf coffee in the house. And I'm like, oh, but like my wife drinks tea and my daughter loves tea as well. Are you a hot tea person or like an iced tea, or does it not matter? It's just whatever.
I definitely prefer hot tea. I'm usually drinking hot tea. Yeah.
And are you bags or you do like the Leafs and the whole contraption that's harder to do?
Kind of depends. I like to do both. contraption is usually better tea, but for convenience, I use tea bags. Yeah,
sure.
Most gotcha. Of the time. Okay. Yeah.
Do you look down your nose at people who use K-cup tea instead of like regular tea bags?
No, I really don't. Like I mean, I'm all for convenience, which like I said, that's why cool. I end up using tea bags a lot of the time. Gotcha. Like I think, no, I'm not looking down on any teas I drink. Like I said, I'll drink any kind of tea that's available.
All right. So if you're not dropping the comments yet, telling us like, are you a tea drinker? What tea do you drink? What's the best? I know we have several because we've had, this is not a weird conversation as us to be talking about coffee or tea or whatever. And I know we have quite a few tea drinkers in our community. So anyway, now that we're almost 6 minutes into this and we haven't even talked about who you are. Let's go back to there. So that was fun though. I really enjoyed that. This is what we look for. This is the morning. This is how it works. You never know.
You don't know what you're going to get.
Know that you love tea, but we don't know anything else about you except for that your name might be Shelby. So if you can, for those folks in our audience that don't know who you are, mm-hmm. can you give a quick intro of who you are, what you do in education and that whole jazz?
Absolutely. My name is Shelby. I and in education, I have worked in education for over a decade. I just recently completed my PhD in education from UCLA. And I am the creator of Little Justice Leaders. At Little Justice Leaders, we work with parents and teachers who want to bring social justice education to elementary school students in ways that are going to be age appropriate and engaging for them. So we do that through a monthly subscription box, primarily, where every month parents and teachers get a different box that's going to break down a topic of social justice in a way that's going to be fun and engaging for elementary school kids.
Love it. So, smack my mic. I apologize. Where are you located? Because you said UCLA. Are you out that way?
I'm not. I technically am based in Ohio, but I travel quite frequently. So right now I'm actually in Columbia.
Okay. Now we're gonna get where in Ohio? Because I'm in Ohio.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, I'm in Akron.
Okay, I'm from Toledo. I live in Toledo.
Oh, you're from Toledo. Okay, my brother went to UT.
Nice.
We've done work up there too. So, awesome. Okay, interesting. Small world. Okay. So the boxes. So I love that's a box subscription because you see that all the time. And it's a really big, we have subscriptions that we are members to and stuff. Mm-hmm. The boxes, I know you have for teachers and, or for parents and kids, but you also have for like teachers and their students. Are those different boxes or are they all the same because it works no matter what?
Great
question.
If
I'm a teacher, do I get something different than if I'm a parent?
It's all going to be the same now. We used to do different boxes, but just so many teachers are also parents. They want to use it at home.
Sure.
Some parents want to share it with their kids' teachers.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And parents are also homeschooling. So,
and a good lesson's a good lesson, regardless of whether it's at home or in school, right?
Exactly. So we put it all into one just to make it super simple and convenient for folks. So whether you're a parent, teacher, both homeschooling, you can use the same box.
So can you break down like what's in a, I know they're different every month, but like sort of the typical what's included in a box?
Absolutely. So in your typical box, you're going to open it up and find out your monthly theme. That's going to be some theme of social justice. You're going to find a kid's book that's going to introduce the theme to kids, obviously in an age appropriate way. You're going to find a set of information cards for the adults. So if you're like, oh no, I know nothing about this topic, we got you. You're going to have a whole bunch of information so you can feel super confident talking about it. Tips on like how to do this in a way that's going to be inclusive and, suggestions for conversation starters, all that kind of stuff you're going to have there. You're also going to get a set of lesson plans and a link to a digital suite of lesson plans to go along with it. And then you're going to get at least one piece of what we call activist art. So that's going to be a sticker, a magnet, a poster, something fun that you can put up in your classroom or in your house to kind of remember what you learned from that box. And then, of course, you have the activity. So then that's going to be a hands-on activity, which might be like a craft, a game, an art project that the kids can do kind of to learn more. And while you're talking about it, that's related to the topic.
Gotcha. Oh, that's cool. And what's the, is it, it's elementary, like K-5?
Elementary. K-6.
Okay. K-6. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, so you mentioned the books and then like the art piece, the stickers and stuff like that. Are you creating those or are you pulling those from authors and artists that are within different communities?
Yeah, so the books definitely come from authors from we try to obviously find own voices, materials that come from the community. And then the art, it depends. Sometimes we do the art and sometimes we have an activist who creates the art with us. But all of the materials are going to be created by what we call our kit leaders. Our kit leaders are folks with lived experience on that topic. So for example, if the box is about disabilities, these are going to be activists in the disability space who also have a disability. So folks who are closest and most impacted by the issues oversee the entire creation of that box.
I love it. Okay. And so how did you get here? How long? Multiple part question. One, when did you start this? And then also, like, how did you get there? Like, what made you go from being in education to this?
Yes. Great question. So we've been doing this for about 5.5 years now. So it started in 2018, and I was inspired thinking about this, particularly around the 2016 election. So 2 years before I actually started it, I was hearing from so many parents and teachers who I knew that they had no idea how to address what their kids were hearing in the media, like in the classroom or at home. Like, obviously there was a lot of xenophobia in particular at that time. But there was just kind of a lot of hot button issues coming up in the media, a lot of misogyny coming up in the media, and parents and teachers were realizing that their kids were overhearing this, but not having any clue how to address it, for example, with a six-year-old. And so it got me thinking, and over time I started to realize, you know, I'm an educator, worked in education for a long time, and I have, you know, experience breaking down these types of things. And so maybe I could provide some resources that would help. And so I started with just putting out resources online to kind of see if folks would be interested. There was a huge interest. And so I was like, okay, here we go, let's do this. And I made it subscription because there's just so many topics to cover. So like I said, it's been 5.5 years. We have a new topic every month. We've never repeated a topic.
Never repeated. Okay. So it started from day, not, I mean, sort of day one, but like pretty early on with the box, the subscription.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Wow. That's crazy. Yeah. That's awesome. I love that. Okay. I want to get into, we're going to go into a teacher talk because I want to talk, I want to see if maybe I want to have you think, you're going to have this little commercial. It's, let's see, it's 39 seconds. For you to think, I want to share if we can pull from all the different topics that you've had and stuff like that. Maybe we can pull like one lesson or theme or something for our audience to go explore and to learn about. Yeah, that might definitely be a good starter one. Maybe someone who hasn't even started to address anything like this with their students, but I'm talking a little bit, giving you more time, but maybe wants to, but is a little uncomfortable, that may or may not be a great fit to get the box. But let's give them a little something today too. And then we'll wrap up with making sure that everyone knows where to go to get a box and what they can expect and stuff like that. So we will be right back. Welcome back, Teach Better family. We are live every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern time for your Teach Better Today morning show. We've been chatting with Shelby. We've went from tea to Ohio to social justice. And we're talking here. We talked a lot about your boxes. And I do want to make sure that before we end up here, we're going to tell everyone where to go and how they can get started on stuff and what they can expect. But I'd really love to kind of, if you could, let's share. And what I was hoping to do was, someone who's watching right now who maybe is either in the elementary space teaching or maybe has young kids at home and wants to have these conversations, but has maybe been hesitant and completely avoided because they don't know how to approach it. What's maybe I don't want to use the word safe. That's not the word I'm looking for, but and I don't even want to use easy because none of this is easy either.
Right.
What is good, not the right word either, a good starting point to like sort of break the ice of this uneasy hesitation and start to understand, oh, I can have these conversations with my little one or with my students. How do I approach that? Does that make sense what I'm trying to ask?
It does. It does. 100%. And I think it's a great question. I think this is where a lot of teachers are at, right? I want to do this. I want to dip my toe in, but this is kind of scary. This is very scary. Mm-hmm. So very first thing, if you are truly starting from square one and have a lot of fear, whether that's, you know, internal fear, which I think we all have that, but also external pressure from administrators, families, very real kind of concerns in terms of pushback. The easiest place to start, just diversify your bookshelf. Please diversify your bookshelf. It is the easiest way to make sure your kids are seeing lots of different identities, but you don't even have to actually dive into any conversations about it. They're just stories. They're just kids' books. Mm-hmm. So I would start there. But that's like step zero, I would say.
But that's such an easy step, though, of like, yeah, that's it, just starts to open the world up to the world, right? And exactly. Diversify that. I love it. Okay.
Exactly. So that's step zero. But if we want to go to step one, which I would encourage you to do, one that I love is from our anti-racism box, which was one of our most popular boxes of all time, which is great. And because I think it's so important, obviously. And so one of the activities that we had kids do was mix paints to find their skin color and draw self-portraits or paint self-portraits. You can do this with crayons, with paint, whatever you have laying around. And what I love about this is that you can keep it as simple as that, right? If you're in kindergarten and you've never started these conversations before and you just sort of want to dip your toe into talking about race and anti-racism, then starting with, let's mix paint and find your perfect skin tone, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can have the kids like name their skin color if they want to give it a name, something fun like that. You can make like a Shades of Us bulletin board or wall in the classroom where everyone has their self-portrait up. It's very low, like what you kind of were saying. It's an easy starting point. Mm-hmm. It's pretty non-controversial just to have kids paint themselves, right? Yeah, they're just painting a self-portrait. And what I love about this is that you can push it as far as you want, right? You can use this activity as an opening point to talk about, well, why does skin color matter? What even is race? Why do we have different skin colors? Because mm-hmm. then you can get into the actual science of why do we have different skin colors? Like, what is melanin? What does that even mean? And then if you want to push it further, you can connect it, for example, with a book. Always encourage connecting with kids' books. Connect it to, you know, a book that's talking about race and or racism or experiences of racism in the past, which hopefully would lead into conversations about racism in modern day. But you can kind of take this activity and run with it and go kind of as deep into race and anti-racism as you want, or just keep it as we're talking about identity. We're celebrating who we are and what we look like, and we all look different, but like, it's all beautiful. And that's just a beautiful introduction to identity. And it's, you know, you're not having to take a whole lot of risk with that as a teacher if this is your first time kind of dipping into a justice related topic.
I love that. That's awesome. Because you're right. Like, you can take it so far, but or it's just a really fun little project. But even if you're not even like, it still opens all the students' eyes to understand like, oh, that's right. Like, look at all the different shades in our class.
Exactly.
And that's so cool. I love it. Okay. That was exactly what I was looking for. That was beautiful. Okay. Perfect. Now let's talk about the boxes. So we kind of talked earlier about like what's included in there. Can you walk us through like, what's the like setup process, the purchase process? Like, how do I get these boxes? And then what mm-hmm. kind of expect from there?
Yes, exactly. So if you want to get the boxes, check out our website, littlejusticeleaders.com. You can find us on pretty much all social media at Little Justice Leaders as well, and find our website that way. And when you sign up for a box, you'll get your first box to your doorstep the following month. And it'll be, you know, a surprise thing. It's always a surprise theme. We do that intentionally because sometimes it's easier to teach about certain themes than others, or we feel more comfortable with some, but we want to encourage folks to step outside of what you might be comfortable, teach about a topic that you personally maybe don't know very much about, or maybe it wouldn't be the first thing that you would think of when you're thinking of social justice. So anyway, it's a surprise theme, and that's the point, because all of these things are important to be talking about, but they're also very related. So you'll see even inside the box that we'll connect a lot of the issues, right? We talked about this, and now we're connecting it to something we talked about before. Mm-hmm. Some other issue of justice. It's also a really good way just to diversify your bookshelf, because like I said, you'll get a book with every
single month. Yeah.
And the great thing about these boxes, because we know teachers are busy and there's a lot of different contexts that folks teach in, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. So some people will take this box and they'll make it the theme of their month. They create an entire thematic unit based off of what they've got in the box. And so, you know, we'll include a 5-day lesson plan to go with the book. So that's a great starting point. But a lot of teachers will go ahead and like create their own resources and make it an entire kind of month celebration. Mm-hmm. Others don't have a lot of flexibility in their schedule. So they'll take a 45-minute chunk and just go through everything in the box. And that's how they use it. So there's a lot of flexibility based on like your schedule, what you're able to do, what you feel comfortable doing. We also, same thing with, like I said, about the anti-racism activity. Everything we offer gives you options to kind of go deeper or keep it a little more simple and basic, mm-hmm. which is gonna depend on your students, their prior knowledge, your experience with the topic, the setting that you're in, and your comfort with doing it. So we try to give a lot of different options so that you can use the materials kind of no matter what your situation may be.
That's awesome. And you've got like resources on your website and stuff too. I'm going to pop the website up on the screen here. So littlejusticeleaders.com. You've got blogs and things of that nature as well to help support all the topics that you talk about. What's the, and I don't think you just said this, but what's the lead time from when I sign up and pay to when I get my first box? Did you say
Great question. It does depend because we ship our boxes on the 4th of the month. So it kind of depends on when you
so it's the subscribe. Next 4th of the month. And okay,
the next 4th of the okay. month. So yeah, if you subscribe today, you're probably going to wait a little while. But while you're waiting, we have lots of emails and free resources that are going to come to you while you're waiting so that you won't have to wait 3 weeks or a month to get started. We also, I do really want to mention, being a social justice company, we recognize that access is important. We want everybody to be able to access these resources, whether the box is going to be for you or not. So we have lots of free resources that we give away on our Instagram, on our email newsletter. For example, we have a mini course that's completely free for teachers that's going to help you create a more inclusive classroom. It's got 3 steps and 3 templates done for you, so it doesn't take a lot of time. So if you want to sign up for that mini course, we created the link ljl.education/teachbetter, and you can go there.
I'm gonna create that. Tell me that one again. It's LJL.
Yep, that's ljl.education/teachbetter.
All right, I'll pop that up on screen. I want to make sure everyone can see that. Make sure I got that right. Here we go. Let's throw that one up. ljl.education/teachbetter.
Exactly. And you'll get access to our free mini course on creating a more inclusive classroom culture. So that's a really good place to start as well. If, you know, you're like not quite sure if you're ready for the boxes, or even if you are getting the boxes, it's also something that just could go pair really nicely with it. So we have that mini course. We have a bunch of other free resources as well if you check out our social media, because we really, really want this to be accessible to every teacher, no matter your situation and your circumstances.
And social media handles, are they all at Little Justice
Leaders? At Little Justice Leaders. Yep. At Little Justice Leaders on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Pinterest. We're most active on Instagram. So if you're on Instagram, that's going to be the place to find probably most of our content.
I love it. Awesome. All right. So make sure you go to ljl.education/teachbetter and or go to littlejusticeleaders.com. Follow Little Justice Leaders on all your social media as well. Shelby, this was really awesome. I think it's awesome when we can go from things like talking about tea to talking about something so important like social justice. And what you're doing is really cool. Congrats on 5+ years of doing it. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And appreciate you being here. Obviously, you can always reach out and follow them and go check out all the resources. I've been clicking around the website before we got on and stuff. It's really great. So appreciate you being here. Appreciate you all watching. We'll be back tomorrow morning with another episode. And if you need anything, as you know, always just feel free to reach out. And I think that's all we got. We'll see you. Thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you, Jeff.
Take care, all. Have a great day.
Hey, Teach Better community, thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.